You're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Trinity University senior midfielder Zach Garcia. And Zach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Zach, you're coming off a season as a junior where you guys posted a record of 19-3-1, 11-0 in conference play. Just talk about what this group learned over the course of last season.
I would say we just really learned how hard it is to go all the way. I mean, we have a lot of guys that are seniors and juniors on the team, so we have a ton of experience. A lot of guys coming back from last year, so. I think we just really learned what it meant to put in hard work and to dedication and just to really give all we have to achieve our ultimate goal of winning a national championship.
Well, you mentioned that experience, Zach. You guys, obviously, with the 11-0 SCAC record, won the conference and moved on to the NCAA tournament as the league's automatic qualifying bid. You fell in the third round to Lynchburg. How much did that disappointment of losing in the third round really help motivate you guys going forward into spring ball and the season into preseason as well?
I mean, it definitely hurt. It hurt a lot, and I think it just... I mean, yeah, like you said, it started in the spring season, just getting guys together every day, playing pickup games, AVA, things like that, and carrying on into the summer, just everybody doing their own fitness back home and just working hard, getting ready for preseason. And I would say we were just ready. We were just ready this preseason for what we have in store.
As a senior, Zach, do you feel any sense of urgency going into your last camp, and how have you taken it upon yourself to be a leader on the soccer team?
Yeah, there definitely is that sense of urgency, especially knowing that this is my last crack at it, my last season here. Yeah, it's really just motivating everyone else, especially the younger guys that don't really understand that, four cracks at it really isn't that much, and you have to give everything you have, every practice, every game, just, to get what you want and what you desire. So,
a two-time All-American, Zach. Last season, you scored 12 goals and notched 5 assists. What did you do individually to make yourself a better soccer player in the offseason?
I guess really just one a big thing: fitness. I was playing a different position last year. I was playing more attacking, so more just making runs. Whereas this year, I've moved back into my normal position, which is defensive mid. So just being able to run and last for a whole game and not tire, and just little things like vision on the field. We have the same group of guys returning pretty much, so just knowing how each person plays and just making everyone else better by getting better myself.
You listen to 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Trinity University senior midfielder Zach Garcia. And Zach, as you look at last year's roster, you guys had 25 players on your team that scored a goal from last season. Just talk about the depth of the program that Coach McGinley has built there at Trinity and how much that helps you guys throughout the course of a season.
Right. It's truly unbelievable. It really is, especially just knowing that when the sub comes into the game, the level's not going to drop. And that's what's truly remarkable, especially looking at these scrimmages that we've had so far this season with the new team, the level just doesn't drop, and that helps us out so much, knowing that some of the starters can get breaks and not to worry about the other team, you know, advancing on the attack or anything like that. So it's really unbelievable the type of players that we get in every year. So it's just really nice.
As a team last year, you guys scored 86 goals, tops in the league. Talk about how you continue that trend in the production of the offensive third of the field this year.
Right. I think, last year was pretty unbelievable in the amount of goals we scored. And I think this year it's going to be the same, especially with the type of players that we have on our team. We're absolutely an attacking team, and the formation that we're playing this year definitely suits our attackers. We'll try and have 3 and 4 going at all times, just really putting pressure on their defense and getting guys forward. So I truly see the same thing happening this year, which is getting goals and putting numbers on the board.
As we look forward to another SCAC soccer season, Zach, one of the things this year different than past will be the addition of the SCAC tournament at the end of the year to decide the league's automatic qualifying bid. Just talk about the possibility, the excitement of the SCAC tournament, and having a chance to be in Birmingham at the end of the season and competing for that national or for that NCAA bid.
Right, it's definitely going to be different. I've never experienced anything like this, obviously. But I remember when I went to Birmingham, I guess my sophomore year. They have it's a great setup there, and it's going to be much more competitive, knowing that those other teams could possibly get in as well. So it's definitely going to be different. But at the same time, you treat each game the same, and you play for the win, obviously, always. And so I think we're just going to take it one game at a time and focus on which game's at hand.
You've had the opportunity, Zach, to play under head coach Paul McGinley over your career. He's been at Trinity since 1991, obviously an incredible coach with tons of accolades, well-deserved. Just talk about what it's been like to play for head coach Paul McGinley.
It's been a great experience, knowing he's a legend here in D3 soccer. I've just learned so much, learned what it means to be a player, what it means to give a big effort, what it means to defend and token pressure. Just so much of my game has changed so much since I've been here, and I just owe a lot to him. I think he has just done wonders for this program and for me as a player. I just have nothing but thanks for him.
And finally, Zach, the 2011 Trinity men's soccer team will be a success if what happens?
If every single player on our team gives 100% every single minute of practice and every single minute of game, it'll be a success because we have the players to do it. It's just a matter of will and drive and effort.
A native of Dallas, Texas, senior midfielder Zach Garcia of Trinity University. Again, the Tigers open up their 2011 campaign September 1st against Shriner. Zach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout your senior year.
Thank you. Thank you very much.